Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives. Now, here's your hosts, Stace Cargi and Lindy Turner.
Welcome to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi. Lindy Turner is off today, but we have a special guest who is one of my colleagues, but I never get to see you very often because you work in a different division of Clinch Powell. So please welcome Trina McCaslin. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you and good afternoon.
So you are in a whole different kind of area of what Clinch Powell does, which is AmeriCorps. And I just want you to take a second and tell us about what AmeriCorps is and how you got started.
Okay. Well, AmeriCorps is a federal agency that is involved in national service and volunteerism across the nation. As far as the establishment of AmeriCorps, it was established back in 1994. Clinch Powell was involved in AmeriCorps Vista long before that. They were established in 1965. Our current Appalachia Cares AmeriCorps program, we established that in January of 1995. So in January, we will celebrate our 30th anniversary of this program with Clinch Powell. So AmeriCorps has been around a long time. Like I said, this year we are celebrating multiple events across the nation, celebrating that 30th year of anniversary. Each year, AmeriCorps, they support over 200,000 AmeriCorps members across 35,000 locations, serving 1.8 million or billion, actually, hours of service across the nation. So it's a quite large program.
So when we're thinking about AmeriCorps from a business model, Clinch Powell kind of has the joke that Clinch Powell's the organization that AmeriCorps built. Because from a business owner perspective, an AmeriCorps employee, an AmeriCorps member is going to come in, maybe they're in college, right out of college, and it's no or very low cost to that organization. Is that correct? Am I saying that right?
It will vary from agency to agency. Our particular AmeriCorps program, we try to keep that cost share as low as we possibly can. Our main goal is to be able to provide support to not-for-profits across the state of Tennessee. So it will vary from, like I said, from program to program. It's all about program design. Our specific program really mirrors an internship program where we do receive a lot of individuals that are college students or recent college grads that are trying to really build their resumes, get practical experience on that resumes, and their foot in the door into a career path. But again, it really depends on the design of the program itself. And across the nation, they vary. It's a very diverse program. Ours in itself is diverse with the number of agencies that we partner with across the state of Tennessee. So again, it's tailored toward the needs of that agency and then how each individual AmeriCorps program is designed.
So I know for Clinch Powell, I know we have our marketing member, and she is right out of tech school, and she's just a creative genius. So this is her first job in that realm. And I know she's really excited because she's gotten a lot of real hands-on experience and being able to be that marketing division for really a very well-oiled machine that Clinch Powell is. And then we have folks like Gary, who is my husband, but he's working on the side of home repair and as a project manager, but he's retired. So for someone like him, he's actually like on a part-time basis, and it's giving him something to do, not he has nothing to do, but it's giving him something to do in a meaningful way. But he's also filling a hole that Clinch Powell might not be able to afford that position if they had to pay someone with Gary's background. I mean, let's be real, right? I mean, he's got 50 years of construction background. So if you're going to take somebody off the street and you're going to put them into this kind of a position, it's going to be extremely expensive. Yet we can partner with AmeriCorps and place them in here. And he's not only going to get a little stipend, but he's also going to be getting some money to help him pay off student loans. And that's a big piece of it, right?
That is correct. Again, it comes back to the design of our program. Not all programs are designed where we have the flexibility of recruiting so many individuals with the diverse backgrounds. And again, it comes back to the agencies that we partner with, the needs of those agencies, filling those staffing gaps within those agencies. So we have some agencies that will recruit 18-year-olds to serve. Mm-hmm. Within their agencies. And then we have other agencies that might require a specific skill set, a specific college degree. So it really varies. We're probably one of the most diverse AmeriCorps programs I know in the state of Tennessee and probably the nation based on the design of our program. But again, we do that because it's very important to us that we're able to support the not-for-profits across the state and to fill those staffing gaps. And the needs vary. Within those agencies. And through AmeriCorps, we are able to do that. Now, we're very careful that we are not displacing employees or we're not displacing actual jobs that might not be filled. But we are filling those staffing gaps that they have where, you know, I always say that there are never enough hours in the day and there's never enough money in the budget to do everything that you want to do or need to do within your local community. So this is one way to do that. And again, our members have been incredible at filling those staffing gaps and meeting the needs of the agency and those needs in the local community.
Now, how long can somebody serve as an AmeriCorps member?
Well, that rule has recently changed. Up until, October 1, we have some new rules coming down the pipe. But as of right now, you can serve up to 4 terms in AmeriCorps, but you can only earn the equivalent of 2 full-time Ed Awards. And like I said, there are some changes that will be released October 1, so that will be changing, but we haven't received clear guidance on that yet. So right now, we're sticking to the 4-term limit and earning the equivalent of 2 full-time Ed Awards.
So when you talk about the full-time Ed Awards, what does that look like?
For a full-time individual, a full-time AmeriCorps member serves a minimum of 1,700 hours over an 11 or 12-month contract. For our specific program, we have 12-month contracts that requires our members to serve 40 hours per week. We do that because if an AmeriCorps member is not in active service, they don't receive service hours. So for the holidays, for sick leave, personal leave, we build in those hours. So we do require in our particular Appalachia Cares program, we do require a minimum of 1,700 hours over a 12-month period of time. And the Ed Award for the 24-25 program year is $7,395. That can be applied toward existing qualified student loans or education expenses, future education expenses, qualified education expenses. And then if you are age 55 or older, you can transfer that award to a child or a grandchild.
Which is amazing.
It is. It is. And the award is good for 7 years. So if you are the one earning the award and you're not transferring it, then it's good for 7 years. You have 7 years to utilize that award. But if you transfer, if you're 55 or older and you transfer that award, then you have 10 years to utilize that Ed Award.
Which is really great for someone like Gary, you know, where he has very few actual student loans because, you know, we've got the Parent Plus loans, and I don't believe that those qualify.
No, they do not.
So it would have to be like a direct subsidized, I believe, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if you're into that student loan world, you kind of understand what we're saying, but it's very different depending on the type of loan that you actually have through the Department of Education. But we also have... As of January, we will have our 34th grandchild. So we've got a lot of grandkids. But, you know, we've got a set of twins that are just getting ready. They are sophomores now in high school. So would that be something that if he had this Ed Award, like maybe he, because he's did full-time last year. This time he's going to part-time, so I'm assuming it would be a portion of that $7,000, whatever. So let's say he had $10,000. Would he be able to break that up between the two grandkids?
That is a question for the National Service Trust. The ability to transfer the award is based on their rules, not on our particular AmeriCorps program rules or guidance. So typically they do allow that. I know in certain circumstances they have denied that, but that is a question for the National Service Trust. He can go through his My AmeriCorps account. I always say that when you are either transferring the award or you're getting ready to utilize that award to pay either on student loans or you are going to work with your student aid office or financial aid office in order to utilize it to pay toward some education expenses, that the My AmeriCorps is, it's kind of like a FAFSA Mary's online banking. So you have complete control over the amount of award that you utilize, that you put towards student loans, or you save for future education. And it would be the same way with the transferring of award as well. So you can choose the amount. Breaking it down over two grandchildren, that would be a question for the National Service Trust.
Yeah, I don't think they would be real happy if he asked to transfer it over 34 grandchildren. I think that might
that might be a bit much.
Yeah, there's a little slice of that pie that, you kids are going to get. But it is such a great program because that education piece is put into play. And for someone like, and I'm just going to use Aslan, who is our marketing intern guru slash amazing human being. For someone like her, where she's looking at maybe going on and doing some, some advanced education in the future, this gives her an opportunity to say, hey, maybe I'm not ready to go back right now, but I can take a beat, get into a career, and then maybe go ahead and advance and have those funds there. So that's pretty cool.
It is, very much so. And it also allows the individual time to really explore their options. Because another benefit to the AmeriCorps Education Award, the Seagal AmeriCorps Education Award, is the fact that there are schools, there's colleges, universities out there that will match the AmeriCorps Ed Award. So if you're looking at going into a master's program, there's bukus of master's program online now.
Yes,
and there's schools out there that will match that award, which is an awesome benefit that they have created in the past several years.
I will say it is a bummer that you can't transfer it to a spouse, because believe me, I'm getting my doctorate, so I would have been all over that, right here, baby. But so unfortunately, I was not eligible to benefit from that. But I think it's super exciting that, what a great graduation gift, for us to be able to gift our grandchildren that, hey, here's $5,000 towards your towards your school.
Very much so. We, the living allowance, AmeriCorps National Service, a lot of people they think of it as a jobs program, and it is not. It is nothing like a jobs program. It is national service. AmeriCorps is known as a domestic Peace Corps. So people are familiar with, the Peace Corps program, but they're still learning AmeriCorps and what AmeriCorps is all about. So the easiest way for us to really get people to understand is that it's exactly that. It is a domestic Peace Corps. So instead of going, overseas to serve, we keep you here this country to serve, and in your community to serve, which is, that it's amazing, that there has been a program that has been created, again, just to fill those gaps, because AmeriCorps members are truly out there, boots on the ground, meeting critical needs in the community, and allowing not-for-profits across Tennessee, across the country, to really fill those gaps and to expand programming, create new programming, and problems are fluid. They're ever changing. And, you know, so are the AmeriCorps programs and the programs that not-for-profits are having to create to try to tackle and make a positive impact on those. And AmeriCorps is one tool that individuals and agencies are utilizing to be able to do that.
It's a very powerful tool. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW, and we'll be right back.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a home but credit or income issues stood in the way, Clinch Powell can help. As a HUD-certified counseling agency, their staff of caring and compassionate counselors have the knowledge and skill to get you back on track. The best part, their services are free. Start today by calling Stace Cargi at 865-274-8598 or visit them online at clinchpowell.net. Clinch Powell is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS 2403630.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. Lindy Turner is off today. I'm Stace Cargi, and I'm in with Trina. And Trina is in charge of our AmeriCorps program through Clinch Powell. It's kind of like a, I guess to put it into terms where I can wrap my brain around, you're kind of a separate branch of the Clinch Powell tree.
We are. You know, Clinch Powell is, you know, their whole mission is to really build strong, sustainable communities. And we're just one branch of them being able to do that. And again, you know, we were established through Clinch Powell back in January of 1995. So we're a long-running, long-standing AmeriCorps program.
And you were there at the beginning, right?
Pretty close. I came into the picture around 1997. I served, I'm a two-term alum myself through Clinch Powell. So I served from 1997 to 1999. And then in 1999, I became the program director. And we've evolved over the years. But in August 1st, I celebrated my 25th anniversary as the program director.
That's amazing with any organization to be there long-term, which says so much about the organization that we work with Clinch Powell, that it really is someplace where, you know, you start there and the environment and everything that kind of goes with it is, it's energizing to the point where we know we got a good thing. And I've told my boss, you know, the only way I'm leaving is if you drag me out of here, because I ain't going anywhere.
Exactly. And, I've always said that I did not intend for this to be my career. But once I became involved with Clinch Powell and I felt their mission, not just learned their mission, I felt their mission, and the fact that, again, that they evolve and create programming and really tackle critical needs in our community. You just establish this wonderful relationship, not only with the staff and the leadership, but also the board.
Yeah.
And, from top down, bottom up, they're all boots on the ground.
That's
and
right.
That's what makes them such a wonderful organization.
And for a nonprofit, having staff is so difficult for a lot of reasons, but primary is money. You know, when you're a nonprofit, you're typically operating pretty lean, unless you're like one of the big ones that we all, you know, can think of off the top of our heads, right? You know, the big national organizations. But that's not really the norm, right? I mean, most nonprofits really are grassroots, boots on the ground. Somebody saw a need. In the case of Clinch Powell, it was the Clinch and Powell rivers that were severely polluted and were stifling and killing off valuable ecosystems. So it was that one or two or three people seeing the need and then saying, hey, if I do this and this and this and we put this and this and this together, you know, now we can address it in a meaningful way and get some grant funding and go from there. So those dollars for a nonprofit are so tight. So having an AmeriCorps member come in and fill maybe a, you know, from our perspective, you know, maybe a marketing position that we can't afford as a nonprofit, it's not necessarily in our budget, but hey, we've got somebody that really grew up in Clinch Powell. Her mom works for us. She was also an AmeriCorps member. I mean, it's like in her DNA almost. But for her to be able to come out of, you know, trade school and getting her, you know, her stuff and her, I can't even, it's graphic design and all of this kind of stuff, for her to be able to say, hey, I can serve as an AmeriCorps employee and as an AmeriCorps member and bring these tools, and not only am I going to provide this service for the organization, but I'm going to be able to get this real-world experience, build my resume, so I can maybe work down the line at one of the big companies that isn't going to hire me without real-world experience. Win-win.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, I hear time and time again about the AmeriCorps members that are either hired by the organization that they served with or through a networking opportunity. And it's just amazing at the percentage. And I'm currently working on that to get my hands on a percentage. But we do have a very high percentage of AmeriCorps members that go into employment with the agency or, again, through an opportunity, a networking opportunity.
I think at Clinch Pal, I think there's only three of us that did not come through the AmeriCorps door.
That is correct.
I mean, that's pretty amazing for an organization that does as much as we do. You know, Clinch Pal not only has the conservation arm, but we have the lending side for low to moderate home ownership, and we've got the repair side for our seniors. So we've got all these different arms, and you think about the staffing for that, and that, wow, they all came through AmeriCorps. They all started with Clinch Pal through this service, and it was such a positive experience all around that, you know, this is your new employee. And that's, I mean, for an organization, the money that they are saving versus having to go out, recruit, train, all of that. I mean, training an employee is so expensive for any organization. And then again, taking it back to the nonprofit perspective where funds are already so limited. Wow. So how, if I'm a nonprofit and I'm listening to this and I'm going, man, I've got a couple that I'm thinking off the top of my head. I can only be in the office 3 days a week. It'd be great to have somebody that could be in here and answer phones and then maybe help with the outreach. How would somebody go about hiring an AmeriCorps member?
The easiest way through our program, first of all, go to the Clinch Powell website and then follow the links to the Appalachia Cares program. There you will find my contact information as well as Stephanie McCarty, who's the program manager for Appalachia Cares, and just reach out to us. We would be happy to answer any questions that you have, brainstorm how AmeriCorps might fit within your organizations. You know, most of the time it does, sometimes it does not. But the starting point is just to contact us and start asking those questions.
Is it only nonprofits or nonprofits, governmental agencies, or also for publics as well?
We have some state and local government agencies as well. We have a large partnership with Tennessee State Parks. We have a large partnership with NRCS Soil Conservation Offices, both of those, again, across the state, and then just not-for-profits across the state as well.
How many organizations are under the Appalachia Cares umbrella?
Oh, wow.
Putting you on the spot. Wow.
Yeah.
If you have to stop to count, and I can see your mind going,
It varies. Our placements vary from year to year, but we can have anywhere from 27 to 45 different placements across the state.
And how many members?
Typically, that will vary as well based on, because we do offer a lot of different positions within our program. So that will vary. This year, our minimum will be 89, but that could go up to 130 easily.
So with college just back in session now, is there an age limit? I mean, can high schoolers get involved or do they have to be at college level? I mean, what are we looking at?
Again, it really depends on our agencies that are in our portfolio because each of them are looking for a specific skill set.
Okay.
So the overall AmeriCorps rule for a national service participant is that they have to be at least 17 years old or older. And if they are in school, it cannot, of course, interfere with their academic schedule. So we do have some sites that will do 17, 18-year-olds. And then, like I said, the bulk of our portfolio for members is college students or recent college grads. But again, we are a super diverse program. So we have as young as 17-year-olds, and then we have retired individuals that come back through our program to transfer that award or to just be able to serve their local community.
So for a college student, they're not going to necessarily come to you to say, hey, here I am. Can you place me? you're going to be looking at more of an agency and then recruit? I mean, how does that work?
It works both ways. We encourage the agencies that are in our portfolio to take the lead in recruitment because they know exactly what they're looking for. So they take the lead, they vet the applications, and then they refer individuals to our program for placement at their agency.
Gotcha.
Now, occasionally we will have individuals that reach out directly to our program, and in that case, we ask that they submit a resume. We look at those skills, the location, if they're not willing to relocate, and then at the agencies that we have, and then we pass those on to our agencies.
So what would you say, the just off the top of your head, average percentage rate of somebody that comes through the program that gets hired on with that particular agency is like 40, 50, 60%, 70%, or maybe even more?
You know, it's high. I'm a little timid to give an exact percentage, but I will state that it is high through our program because a lot of agencies are using these positions to vet future employees. They may not have the funding for specific positions at that time, but the AmeriCorps positions and the AmeriCorps partnership with our program allows them to get that funding in place to be able to hire the individual. So when they are recruiting for the AmeriCorps placements, they are looking for the same skills as if they were hiring a staff individual.
Well, and that's a great way to justify to a board, if you're a nonprofit, that you need this position because you bring in an AmeriCorps member and they've performed it for 2 years or 3 years, or maybe they got the four terms. And then, well, guess what? We're going to lose this person who's been invaluable for the last however many years. And then the board's going to maybe take a look at that budget and see if there's any way that we can make it work or where can we get the funding for that.
Exactly. And, you know, we always tell, and Aslan can attest to this, we always tell our AmeriCorps, and we refer to them sometimes as interns because it does. Our program mirrors an internship. So we always tell them that the AmeriCorps position is a platform that they can utilize to really show the agency the skills, the talent, the knowledge that they have to offer. Or, of course, you can go the opposite direction with that. But it's really a foot in the door, especially in some of the agencies where we place AmeriCorps members because positions just aren't readily available in some of those. And it's just a great way to get your foot in the door. And, again, not just with the agency, it's the networking opportunities that are available.
So what would you say is the first thing, other than reaching out on our website, which is clinchpal.net, what would you say an organization considering an AmeriCorps placement, where would they start? What would they want to be looking at?
First of all, they would want to look at the specific needs that they have within their organization, because when we place an AmeriCorps member, we want to make sure that we are meeting a genuine need within that organization and within the local community. But we also are looking for a very positive placement opportunity for the AmeriCorps member. It is incredibly important to us that they do develop or strengthen the skills, the knowledge, the talent that they have to offer while serving in our program. So we want it to be a great experience for both the agency, and the community, as well as the AmeriCorps member. So that's a starting point, is to look at the need and to make sure that it is a genuine need and you can offer an opportunity for an individual to really, like I said, develop skills or strengthen those skills at your agency, and you're receiving the benefit of that.
Yeah, so you got to be willing to mentor and be there and be present and, understand that it's not like going off and hiring somebody that's got 15 years experience and you can walk out the door and leave them. You've got to be able to have that commitment to help grow this individual.
You do. And it doesn't require micromanagement. It's nowhere near that. But you do have to be willing to supervise and willing to mentor the individual. And if not you, then delegate that to other staff within your agency to do so.
Trina, this has been like super informing, and I appreciate so much for you coming in and sharing with us a little bit what AmeriCorps does and how Clinch Pals AmeriCorps program is so huge. I mean, we have one of the biggest, do we not, at Clinch Pal?
We do. It is one of the biggest. It's not the largest right now, but we are one of the largest in the state, yes.
And definitely one of the most experienced.
And the most diverse.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate so much you coming in today. If you'd like to learn more about AmeriCorps Vista through Appalachia Cares, how do they contact you?
And we are an AmeriCorps state national program, and they can contact me through my email, appalachiacares@clinchpal.net, or my cell phone, 423-620-3456.
And as always, we are on all socials. You'll find us on LinkedIn. You'll find us on Instagram. You'll find us on the web, clinchpal.net. Of course, on Facebook. No TikTok yet, just because, well, very few of us actually dance, and those who do are not willing to show it as of yet. But we're working on it. We're working on TikTok. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next week, this is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.